Now, the message that was brought to the Lord Jesus by these that were the ones patrolling the earth, that there was peace in the earth. Now, we suggested that of 5,000 years of recorded history, that there's been a little over 200 years that there's been peace in the earth. That is, total peace in the earth. But this was one of those periods. Well, you'd say, well, now that's wonderful. That is great that peace has at last come to the earth. But what kind of peace was it? Well, it's a kind of peace that's not going to last very long. And why? Well, verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? That is, for 70 years now, Jerusalem has been in rubble and ruin and in debris and in ashes. And now they have come back after the 70 years captivity, and they're beginning to rebuild. And the cry here is, how long will it be before God is going to bring a real blessing? How long will it be? Well, God makes it clear here that he's displeased with the nations who are at peace and who ignored Jerusalem's plight. You see, he makes it clear here, and we'll note this now as I begin to read, God is jealous for Jerusalem, and the nations of the world are indifferent to her. God had returned to Jerusalem with mercies, and the nations have a responsibility also, but they were at peace. But they're not going to be at peace long. And may I make this statement here? The world can never have permanent peace until the Lord Jesus is reigning in Jerusalem. He is the Prince of Peace, and the world can't have peace. And the peace that he offers today is peace with God because of sins forgiven, peace with your neighbor. And if you are right with God, you can have peace even among nations today. But the so-called civilized nations have been the ones in this century that have carried on two world wars, not Christian nations, but civilized nations. And I had a little poem. I was going to pass it on to you today, but I couldn't put my hand on it. It was when we went into the South Pacific in fighting against Japan, and the soldier boys were amazed on many of the islands. They expected to find headhunters and cannibals and all that sort of thing, and they found little churches and Christians, and they were receiving them joyfully. And the poem goes on to say that the so-called heathen were at peace and the so-called Christian nations were at war. Well, that was the picture. The world can't have peace apart from Christ. Therefore, Jerusalem is the key to it. And the world was trying to have peace in that day and ignored Jerusalem, and it wasn't going to last long. You see, this was during the reign of Media Persia. Media Persia had put down the Babylonian Empire. Babylon, before that, had put down both Egypt and Assyria. So the Medo-Persian Empire was reigning now all the way from the Indus, all the way into the Mediterranean, and all the way from the snow of the mountains around the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, all the way down to the burning sands of the Sahara Desert. And they had brought, for a brief period of time, peace into the world. But it wouldn't be long till out of the west there would come Alexander the Great, and had upset the apple cart again. Because, actually, Jerusalem was the key to it.